All right, let's dive in. Today, we're going deep into Telegram sniper bots, specifically on the Binance Smart Chain.
Oh, yeah, those are fascinating.
They are. And, you know, a lot of our listeners are really curious about them, especially one in particular, Aave Sniper Bot.
It's definitely one of the top contenders, for good reason.
For sure. So let's break it all down. First things first, what exactly are these bots? Like, for someone who's never even heard of them.
Imagine trying to snag those limited edition sneakers the second they drop.
Oh, okay, I get that. Like the super rare ones everyone wants.
Right. These bots do that, but for crypto on the BSC, they're like programmed to be faster than any human, so they can buy tokens before anyone else.
Wow, that's kind of crazy. But I guess it makes sense why speed is so important in BSC trading, I mean.
Absolutely. The BSC market, it moves so fast. It's volatile. You know, prices change constantly. Like, every second counts.
Seriously? Every second?
Yeah. Missing out on a good price by, like, just a few milliseconds, that could mean losing a lot of potential profit.
So it's a high-stakes game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's where these bots come in. And Telegram, well, it's where all the crypto communities hang out. So it's the perfect place for these bots to be.
Makes sense. So we've got this need for speed. And Aave Sniper Bot seems to be the star athlete.
Right.
It's definitely leading the pack. It's built specifically for the BSC by Aave.ai. And the thing is, it's fast, but it's also got all these cool features.
Okay, I'm all ears. The source mentions something called free multi-wallet swaps. What's the deal with that?
It's all about flexibility. You can manage, like, a bunch of different wallets all in one place.
Huh. Interesting.
So you can, you know, spread your investments out. Maybe you put a little bit in a more risky token, but then keep the rest in a safer wallet, all managed through the same interface.
So you can be diversified and organized, smart.
Exactly. Now, private transaction swaps, that's another cool
one. Oh, yeah. This one caught my eye, too. What's that about? Keeping things under wraps. You could say that. It protects you from something called front-running. Basically, someone sees your trade and tries to jump ahead of you to manipulate the price.
That sounds sneaky.
It is, but private transaction swaps make it much harder for them to do that. It keeps your trades more secure.
So Aave Sniper's looking out for you. I like that. What about these features, mirror snipe and method snipe? Those sound really interesting.
Oh yeah, those are pretty powerful. With mirror snipe, you can basically copy the trades of other more experienced traders in real time.
Wow, like following the experts.
Exactly. You can learn from their moves and potentially, you know, increase your chances of making a profit. And then method snipe, that lets you set up preset strategies for buying.
Okay, I'm following. Give me an example.
Let's say you want to buy a token as soon as like $1 million of liquidity gets added to its pool, a sign of strong community backing.
All right, that's smart. So you can set the bot to do that automatically.
Exactly. You don't have to sit there and watch the market all day. The bot does the work for you.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But this all sounds a little too good to be true. What about the risks?
Well, there are always risks. But Aave Sniper has this thing called anti-MEV protection, which is a huge deal.
Anti-MEV. Okay, I'm going to need a little more on that. What is MEV?
It stands for miner extractable value. It's a way that some miners can, like, reorder transactions and basically take advantage of regular users.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No, it's not. But Aave Sniper Bot, they've updated it to combat that. So it creates a much fairer trading environment for everyone.
Right. Okay, so it's leveling the playing field. I like that. Now, the source emphasizes how user-friendly Aave Sniper is. Is it really that simple to use?
Oh, absolutely. Even if you've never used a bot before, it's really intuitive. You just connect your BSC wallet, set your trading parameters, and basically let the bot take over from there.
Wow, so even I could do it.
Definitely. Yeah. And here's the cool part. The bot, it executes trades in milliseconds.
Milliseconds. Oh. Dang, that's fast.
It has to be. Remember we talked about how speed is key in the BSC market? This bot gives you that edge. You couldn't possibly trade that fast manually.
No way. Aave Sniper Bot really is something else. But of course, there are other Telegram Sniper Bots out there.
Right. There are. And each one has its own strengths.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, like, say you're trading not just on BSC, but also other blockchains like Ethereum or Solana. There's a bot called BullX Bot that's great for that.
Multi-chain, huh? Yeah, that's pretty handy, being able to trade on different blockchains. But does that come at a cost?
Well, there's a 1% trading fee with BullX.
Okay. So there's a trade-off there.
Right. It might be better for larger trades,
yeah.
but for smaller, more frequent trades, Aave Sniper might be more cost-effective since it doesn't have any fees.
Got it. So it depends on like your trading style. What other bots should we be checking out?
There's MaestroBot. It's
Yeah.
got a ton of features like copy trading and really in-depth analytics.
Oh, cool. So you can really dive deep with MaestroBot.
Yeah.
Any downsides?
Well, some of those advanced features, they require a paid subscription.
Ah, so you got to pay to play. Makes sense. What about Shuriken Bot? I saw that mentioned in the source.
Shuriken Bot, it's all about speed and precision. It's designed for high-frequency trading.
High-frequency trading sounds intense.
It is, but it's also got features like stop-loss orders
Yeah.
and limit orders, so you have a lot of control.
So it's for like more experienced traders.
It can be a bit complex, yeah. Might not be the best for beginners, but if you're looking for speed, it's a solid choice.
All right. We've got one more bot to cover. What about SigmaBot?
SigmaBot is great if you're looking for like simplicity and security.
So like a good starting point.
Yeah, it's very user-friendly. Plus, it has strong anti-rug measures.
So it's safe and easy to use.
Got it.
Okay, so we've covered a bunch of different bots, but let's say I'm ready to actually try using one. Any tips?
Absolutely. First, remember these bots, they're tools. They can help you, but they're not magic.
Right, so I can't just expect to get rich quick.
Exactly. You still need to make smart trading decisions. Start small, test the waters. Don't invest more than you can afford to lose.
That's good advice. And what about choosing tokens? Any tips there?
Yeah, research is key. Don't just buy a token because it has a catchy name. Look for tokens with, strong fundamentals, active communities.
So, like, due diligence is important, even with bots.
Very important. And remember those token scanners?
Oh, right, the ones Aave Sniper bot has.
Yep. Those can be super helpful for finding promising tokens.
Okay, so I've got my bot, I've done my research. What next?
Now you need to figure out your entry and exit points. What price you'll buy and sell.
Right, the timing.
That's where technical analysis comes in. Looking at chart patterns, understanding support and resistance levels.
Charts and graphs. I gotta be honest, those always intimidate me a little.
I get it, but there are lots of resources out there to help you learn. And some bots, like MaestroBot, actually have built-in analytics tools.
That would be super helpful. Okay, so choosing tokens, setting entry and exit points, and learning some technical analysis. Anything else?
Don't forget about risk management. No matter how good your strategy is, there's always a chance of losing money.
Oh, for sure. But how do I actually manage risk when using these bots?
One important technique is setting stop-loss orders. That way, if the price drops below a certain point, the bot will automatically sell your tokens.
Ah, okay. So you're limiting your potential
Yeah,
losses.
exactly. And diversification is important too. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread your investments out.
Good point. Don't go all in on one token. And most importantly, I guess, don't invest more than I can afford to lose.
Exactly. And always stay curious. Keep learning. The crypto world is constantly changing.
So it's all about being adaptable and staying informed.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've covered the basics, the strategies. Now I'm curious, what's next? What's the future look like for these Telegram sniper bots?
Oh, it's exciting. There's a lot happening. One of the big things is AI, artificial intelligence, and machine learning.
AI, huh? Yeah, everyone's talking about AI these days. But how does that actually play into these bots?
Well, imagine bots that can analyze like mountains of data way faster than any human.
Okay, yeah. I can see how that would be useful.
It's huge. They can spot patterns, trends, and then adjust their strategies accordingly, all in real time.
So they're becoming even smarter.
Exactly. Making more intelligent trading decisions, giving you an even bigger edge.
Wow. So are we talking like bots that can predict the future of the market?
Not quite predicting the future, but they're getting pretty good at analyzing the present to make really informed decisions.
Okay, that makes sense. What else is on the horizon for these bots?
Another big trend is cross-chain interoperability. Remember how we talked about BullX Bot and how it can trade on multiple blockchains?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, that's just the start. Imagine bots that can trade across like tons of different blockchains all at the same time.
Whoa, that's wild.
It is. It could revolutionize the way we trade, make the whole market more efficient.
But with all this power, all this advancement, are there any downsides? Any risks?
That's a good question. And yeah, there are some things to consider.
Like what?
Well, as these bots get more complex, more powerful, transparency becomes even more important.
So we need to know how they work.
Exactly. And regulation might be needed too, to prevent misuse, to protect investors.
Makes sense. Any other concerns?
Some people worry about the impact on human traders. You know, will bots eventually replace humans completely?
That's a good question. I mean, it seems like the bots are getting really good at this.
They are. But I think it's more likely that humans and bots will work together.
A partnership.
Yeah. Bots can handle the high-speed stuff, the data analysis, while humans focus on the big picture, the strategy.
So it's about combining the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Using technology to enhance human decision-making.
That's a cool way to look at it.
It's an exciting time to be in the crypto space. So much potential.
I agree. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. I feel like I've learned a ton about Telegram sniper bots.
Me too. It's been a great discussion.
Thanks for all the insights. And for everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed, and happy trading.